Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call on the fourth quarter results that were published just 15 minutes ago. Sitting here with me are Mr. Feike Sijbesma, CEO and Chairman of the DSM Managing Board, and Mr. Rolf Dieter Schwalb, CFO and member of the Managing Board. They will elucidate on the results and after that answer your questions. In respect to Q&A, I would like to ask you to limit the number of questions to two to give more people the opportunity to ask questions, and also since this call will last approximately 20 minutes. As a reminder, I'm obliged to read out the statement that today's presentation can contain forward-looking statements, and in that regard, I would like you to point out to our disclaimer regarding forward-looking statements as published on our website and in our press release. Now I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Feike Sijbesma.
Thank you, Herman. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this conference call on the 2011 fourth quarter and total year results. As you can see in our press release, 2011 was another strong year for DSM. Despite the challenges of the global economy, adverse currency movements, and high raw material costs. As a consequence, we propose to increase our dividend for the second consecutive year. At the Life Science clusters, further EBITDA growth was delivered through our Nutrition cluster and our Material Science clusters, posted a strong year with record polymer intermediate results. Furthermore, we made significant steps in the first year of implementing our growth strategy. This included the acquisition of Martek, as you know, the formation of a joint venture with Sinochem, and the completion of non-core divestments, progress in sustainability-related innovations, and the expansion into a high-growth economy, which, by the way, now accounts for 39% of our total sales. At the start of 2012, we announced an exciting joint venture with POET to make advanced biofuels a reality on commercial scales. The results can be found in more detail in the press release we issued, like Herman said, around 15 minutes ago, as well as in the presentation to investors and our second integrated annual report, which is also published today. This report combines the sustainability and the financial reporting, all available on our website. Now, for the outlook, DSM's outlook for the year is influenced by the uncertain and volatile economic conditions. At this moment, DSM is experiencing a weak economic environment, especially in Europe, which is expected to improve, by the way, in the second half of the year. The high-growth economies continue to grow fast, albeit at a slower pace than maybe in previous years. Despite these uncertainties, DSM is confident that it will continue to benefit from its balanced, relative resilience portfolio in Health, Nutrition & Materials, our broad geographic spread in the high-growth economies, and our strong balance sheet. Nevertheless, in addition to the already announced restructuring initiatives at DSM Resins, DSM is putting in place further cost reduction programs and profit protection plans. In Nutrition, the impact of the substantial strengthening of the Swiss franc in 2011 was mitigated by a 50 million euro currency hedge gain, which effect will not occur in 2012. Despite this, DSM anticipates that its Nutrition business will continue to make further progress in 2012. The EBITDA is expected to be above 2011. Trading conditions in the Pharma cluster are expected to remain challenging, although DSM anticipates that it will make further strategic progress. EBITDA is expected to improve slightly compared to last year, despite the impact of the 50% deconsolidation of the anti-infective business due to the joint venture with Sinochem. Trading conditions in Material Sciences continue to be volatile, and the end market outlook is uncertain, owing to weak consumer sentiment in some of the DSM key geographies. However, based on the current insights, the EBITDA of the Performance Materials cluster is expected to be somewhat higher than in 2011. Polymer Intermediates, another strong year is expected in 2012 at a level above the historical average, but EBITDA will be clearly lower than the exceptional results in 2011. 2012, three plant turnarounds in caprolactam, one in the first quarter of 2012 and two in the third quarter of 2012, will also impact the results. Despite the macroeconomic uncertainties, DSM is cautiously optimistic for the year 2012. DSM expects in the second half of the year to be stronger than the first half year, and we are on our way to achieve our 2013 targets. Let me summarize before we move to questions. 2011, another strong year of DSM, with good strategic progress, acquisitions, joint ventures, divestments completed, strong position in high-growth economies. DSM is well placed in the current macroeconomic environment, but we see, of course, an uncertain and volatile macroeconomic environment, and therefore we are cautiously optimistic and on our way to achieve our 2013 targets. DSM has transformed itself over the recent years and now has a relatively resilient portfolio, a strong and broad geographical spread with a strong presence in the high-growth economies, which we can benefit from, and of course, as you all know, a strong balance sheet. Now, I would like to open the floor for questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will start the question and answer session now. To register for the question and answer queue, please press star one at any time, and if you're on speakerphone, please pick up the handset before pressing the keys. So star one, go ahead, please. Today's first question is from Maaike Noordhuis, Bloomberg. Go ahead, please, ma'am.
Hi, good morning all.
Hi.
In the press release, and you just said it as well, you will announce you will put in place further cost reduction programs and profit protection plans. Could you elaborate a bit on that? Is that a new program? Will this involve job cuts? What kind of cost cuts are you looking at? Also, pharma, when do you expect some improvement there? Because it seems like you're still struggling with that. And that's it for now. Oh, yeah, and on the targets, because you quite already reached your 2013 target for EBITDA, didn't you consider upping the target at all?
Okay.
That's it. Thanks.
Cost reductions, yeah, we said we see, of course, the uncertain and even volatile economic situation, especially in Europe, and also some end markets. Like we said, the building construction market is not doing well, and that brought us already in the last part of 2011 that we are very careful with cost and in certain areas even reduce cost, like in resins. And we will, of course, look also to other areas where we can further reduce cost. Resins is the only concrete one at this moment, but we will be across the board in the company, be very careful and very constrained with cost, and see also for further cost reductions. Whether that goes together with job losses, I don't know. It's not at this moment foreseen, but that can always be further updated later on in the year. It's too early to say that right now, but we will be constrained with cost. Look to Rolf Dieter whether we can say something more about that.
It's not one big program like we had it also sometimes in the past. So we look at all areas in the company. Resins has announced the program, which we have already discussed in the Q3 results, and for the rest, it's a careful cost management.
Well, on pharma, when do we improve? This year, because we said compared to last year, the EBITDA is expected to be improved slightly despite the impact of the 50% deconsolidation of the incentive factors business. But of course, that is not exactly what you're looking to. You're looking to the further strategic progress in pharma. We made substantial progress in anti-infectives business in 2011 by the joint venture with Sinochem, and that is now being further worked out. We are building a new 6-APA factory in China, and that will also increase the competitiveness of our anti-infectives business. In the other part of the business, the other half, around 500 million business, two We need to make further steps too, especially in the chemical pharmaceuticals. And there we are working on, and we can only come with announcements or next steps to share that with you when they are there.
What kind of steps would you be thinking about then?
Before, we are also there looking for partnerships. That could be multiple partnerships also. It could be single partnerships, so we're open for that. And that's one thing. The other thing is that we will strengthen our asset base in Asia, especially. We will try to make our business less dependent on only to a certain degree, vulnerable and lumpy business towards the big pharmaceutical companies. We are growing boosting even our biologics position. We are loading our factory in Groningen in the Netherlands, and we are building a new factory in Australia. Those are the measures we are taking. And if you look to further partnerships, of course, we can only share that with you when they are there.
Sure.
On the targets, you nicely said we already achieved our 2013 targets. We believe we are not yet completely there, but we appreciate the compliment. At this moment we said, listen, we formulated in 2010 targets for 2013 and 2015. We deliberately formulated targets also for 2013 in order not to have the targets too far away. Let's not change the targets. Let's first achieve it and then further discuss it. Of course, we need to say that in 2011 we were helped by our strong performance of our polymer intermediate business, which we said will be clearly lower, of course, this year than the 2011 results. So, of course, we need to make up for that one also.
Okay.
I hope that addressed your questions, Micah.
Yeah, thanks much.
Okay.
The next question is from Sarah Webb, Reuters. Go ahead, please.
Hello. I wondered if you could tell me what you plan to do with the large cash hoard that you still have. I think it's about 2 billion euros, is that correct?
Yeah. Spent it. That's basically the answer. We have indeed around 2 billion on cash. We have mentioned before we would like to use it for acquisitions, especially in life sciences, nutrition and material sciences, high performing materials. Our policy also regarding acquisitions, that we want to take care that the acquisitions are value generating. And not just doing only acquisitions which strategically fit. We did a very nice one in 2011, spent $1 billion on that one, being Martek, and I think the acquisition fit very well, the price we paid was good, and the whole integration, I think, went, in fact, very uneventful. So those type of things we will be absolutely interested in. Of course, you would like to hear names and potential candidates and all that stuff, but you will understand we will not be able to get that. Our conditions.
Are you talking to anyone at the moment? Are you actually in talks with anyone at the moment?
We always talk with the field in which we operate in, but we cannot say anything about potential targets or how far we are, etc.
But what would your priority be? I mean, which is your priority area?
Nutrition, life sciences, but especially nutrition, a core area for growth in the company. So if you can do acquisitions in that field, MarTech type of acquisitions, we will be very interested. Does not have to be in the United States or in Western Europe, can also be in other areas in the world. And secondly, in high-performing materials, and those are the two areas, could be also into the new growth area, into biomedical high-performing materials and those kind of things. So if we can do acquisition in those fields, we will be very interested. But we do not want to overpay, as the market knows. We want to assure that our acquisitions are value generating, that after a year they will be EPS enhancing, that we will keep our single A credit rating, you know, all our conditions. And that means also that sometimes we have said no to acquisition possibilities, you know about that. And sometimes we do it also, like we did this year with Martek, and hopefully we do again the step in 2012.
Thank you.
The next question is from Anna Fishman. Anna, go ahead, please.
Yes, hello, good morning. Could you specify what the effect was of the raw material prices in 2011, and what do you expect for 2012?
Both did I. In 2011, we certainly had some raw material price increases. We had to compensate by our selling price increases, which also was more or less successful in 2012. I mean, if you look at the moment, we have a pretty high oil price again. If you look at the oil price in euros, I think it's even the highest ever. In US dollars, not. But the exchange rate, of course, is also important. So currently we face, again, raw material prices, which are tough to compensate. But this is of course, the task then to compensate that by, on the one side, efficiency improvements, and which we discussed already earlier, on the other side also by price increases.
Okay, thank you. And could I come back to the previous acquisitions question? Are there enough, do you see enough companies that you would like to acquire? I mean, is there a pool? Which
yeah, the world
large
is
enough?
Very big, and of course we look into all geographical areas, not only at the Western part, but also in developing areas or emerging areas. And if you look to the whole world of nutrition, nutritional ingredients, which is many tens of billions in the total size, and the same counts even bigger for the materials business, then I think that space in which we operate in is a very big space. So I would not say that would be a limiting factor or a problem. It's of course it takes two to tango. I mean, people need to be willing, evaluation need to be right, and all that stuff, and that sometimes takes time and is difficult to plan. But those are mainly the elements, not the space itself. I think that's pretty big.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, for any additional questions, please press star one. So star one for your questions or remarks. Go ahead, please. So star one for your questions or remarks.
Okay, then we close it. Thanks everyone for joining. And you can find the annual report, press release, presentation, everything on our website. And until the next time.